It's always a privilege to come your way with Saturday Nuggets, and today is no exception. This is Kujayanka. Good morning. Good hurts, bad hurts. Oxymorous, right? How can something that hurts be good? In our natural tendencies, what hurts should not be good. But if you will see the sacred in all things, there might be something in there that will propel you to destiny. We can't control everything that happens to us in life, but we can fundamentally transform our experience of those. Matthew 26, verse 50, the Bible said. Jesus said, "My friend, go ahead and do what you've got to do." Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. That is one scripture that you need to lock down. Let me give you the second one and we'll juxtapose and make meaning of our conversation today. Matthew 16, the verse number 23. I quote the Bible. Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Get away from me, Satan. You are a dangerous trap to me. You are seeing things merely from a human perspective." Wow. In the first scripture that we read, Jesus was addressing Judas, somebody who has come to betray him. He called him a friend. In the second scripture, Jesus was addressing Peter, somebody who was showing him love. He called him Satan. What am I driving at? My point is simple. Love is good. Hurt might not necessarily be good, but you need to be able to decipher, to know how it's going to shape destiny. Yes, it might hurt, but that is what you probably need to help the relationship. It's not always the love in the relationship that would help the relationship grow. Sometimes they're not so good moments in the relationship. That which seemed to hurt, if you will see the sacred in all things, guess what? That might be what you need. Jesus told Peter that you are trying to truncate process because you are seeing things from a humanly perspective, but I am seeing it beyond human perspective, because this moment is a defining moment of the relationship. If you will see beyond human perspective, guess what? That is what might save the relationship. It is not all the hurt that is bad. Some of the hurt is what, if you will sit down, will shape the relationship. Hey, don't jump into conclusions. Like I said earlier, you cannot control everything that happens in the relationship, but you can fundamentally transform your experience of it. What they did that you didn't really like, maybe that is what will fix your anger. What they did that caused you pain, maybe that is what will draw you guys to intimate more. Don't jump into conclusions. It might hurt, but it might be a good hurt. It might be loving, but guess what? That might not necessarily be what would keep the relationship. So, just take a step back and look at how events are unfolding, and you decide how you are going to fundamentally transform that to help the relationship. Your nugget for today: when you discover that the world does not revolve around you, you make room for others and you learn to tolerate your own frustration. Yes, when the day you will sit back and know that, let me look at life or the relationship from the perspective of others, you don't get offended easily. You've been listening to Koji Anka on Saturday Nuggets. Give me a ring on 079-50-497-71. Text, WhatsApp, and check the Nuggets page. And remember, good hurts and bad hurts. Stay blessed.